go over to KSL's Traffic Center. Ricky Meese.
It is a long, slow drive home if you're southbound on I-15 with delays starting at about 2100 South. They don't ease up until you're into Utah County, but they are solid until Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Bluffdale to Midvale, westbound on the 21st South Freeway. You're also going to see traffic building and slowing down between I-15 and the West Belt, and southbound on I-215, heavy and slow between 9th South and the Maverick Center. Dave Meekum.
Once you get past Bangor Highway, those delays southbound on I-15 will ease up for just about a mile or so, and then you're right back into the heavy traffic, maybe not even a mile. You're going to be in that jam up as you come up through Bluffdale, over the point of the mountain, down into Lehigh, past 2100 North, almost to Lehigh Main Street. A little bit of slowing northbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street right now, but northbound all in all looking pretty good. Mark?
It's about the better part of half an hour KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington. Now we're going to call it slow and sluggish the entire way, so the speeds are picking up, but you're still slow. What is still a tight squeeze is between Farmington Highway 89 split and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflowing with delays at a Fruit Heights. 215 and Legacy much worse than usual. I-84 is still backed up eastbound prior to Highway 89 on the way out to Mountain Green. At America First, some are better than others. Get a low-rate auto, RV, home equity loan, or mortgage and get entered to win cool prizes, loan payments, vacations, and more. Visit AmericaFirst.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.